My phone rang. Amato's Deli appeared on the display. It's my father. Not a word about your new case to Veronica, you hear?
Chill, okay? I don't want to get fired.
David tugged his hood low and slunk away. I tapped answer. Hey, Dad, what's up?
Your mother isn't answering her cell phone.
He boomed in his gruff, I need an antacid voice.
I don't know why she has the blasted thing if she's not going to turn it on. Is she with you?
It was one of the few times I'd been able to shake her since my engagement 2 months earlier. Actually, she and Nona are at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church for Mass, but I'm meeting them at Central Grocery for lunch in an hour.
I'd imagine they're closed.
On a Sunday afternoon? That's prime muffaletta sandwich selling time.
There's been a tragedy in the New Orleans grocer community. That's why I'm calling.
I frowned and pressed the phone closer to my ear.
A customer just came in and told me that our biggest competitor, back when I was still at Central Grocery, has been killed. His funeral's today, and there's no way I can make it from Houston in time, so I'd like for your mother and Nona to pay my respects.
My Sicilian grandma attended funerals like an it girl attended parties, so that wouldn't have been a problem. Plus, she'd been wearing a mourning dress since my nonu had died 22 years before, which meant that she was already dressed for the occasion. I'll let them know. Did I ever meet this man?
No, his name was Angelo La Rocca of La Rocca's Market on North Rampart Street. He inherited the business from his father back in 85 when he was in his mid-20s. And, like Central Grocery, it's one of the last Italian grocery stores from the old days.
What did he die of?
He was murdered, and I was hoping you could look into it for me.
The St. Louis Cathedral bell tolled, giving me a jolt. I didn't remember it ringing on the quarter hour.
I'm not asking you to do any investigating, just keep your ears open. The police aren't releasing any details, but there's a rumor going around that the crime scene was bad. Gruesome, in fact.
The bell tolled again, and I glared at the cathedral. I didn't know what was going on, but if the bell pulled that stunt again, I would personally climb the central tower and clock the thing.
What do you say, Frankie? Can you do it?
Sure, Dad. I'll get right on it.
Thanks, honey. I'll let you go. I've got customers at the counter.
He hung up and I checked the time. My mom and Nona wouldn't get out of church for 45 minutes, so I had time to kill. Kill. I felt sad for Angelo La Rocca and for the community, but also concerned. Because my gut told me that I'd need to do more for my dad and the late grocer than keep my ears open. A peal of laughter shook me from my apprehension. I glanced across the park at a group of women enjoying the spring day while window shopping at one of the two block-long Patalba buildings that formed either side of Jackson Square. And I saw my mom and Nona enter the Creole Delicacies gourmet shop. An alarm bell tolled, and it wasn't the one at the top of the St. Louis Cathedral. The odds of my Nona swapping prayer for pralines were about the same as those of the Catholic Church replacing communion wafers with cookies. If she was missing Mass, then something big was going down. Like meddling. I rose to go investigate, pausing to scowl at the fiendish fountain. Between my mom and Nona's antics, and my dad's somber request, it was obvious that I needed a break in the luck department. Without it, my hopes of a stress-free engagement were in danger of going down the drain. Like my penny!